This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. 2 days after the September 11th terrorist attacks, the country's oldest women's college opened a first-of-its-kind dining hall, one that honors the dietary restrictions of Jews and Muslims. The new dining room is the result of years of planning, and students say it's nourishing unity at a time of great friction between the two religions. Pippin Ross reports.
Inside Mount Holyoke College's Center for Religious and Spiritual Life in South Hadley, Massachusetts, is a kitchen the size of a large closet. For years, it's been the only place the prestigious college has had for Muslim and kosher students to prepare food that adheres to their dietary restrictions. Mount Holyoke Spiritual Director Andrea Avazian says as the two religions expanded on campus, they clamored for more room.
So when the Jewish community started saying, we need kosher dining 24/7, as they say, we immediately started talking with the Muslim community and saying, what would it be like to have an actual campus college dining hall that met both all of your needs?
While Muslims and Jews don't share the exact dietary restrictions, they're very close. Kosher Jews don't mix meat and dairy, don't eat shellfish or meat from an animal with a cloven hoof. Muslims and Jews don't eat pork, and Muslims don't eat anything prepared with alcohol. Both religions require meat slaughtered in a specific way. At first glance, the 100-seat dining room is distinct in its elegance. White tablecloths, pink drapes, and platters of salmon fillets make the room look more like a restaurant than a college cafeteria. And then there's the food.
We have roasted lamb, salmon with a lemon butter sauce. We have a vegetable couscous, Dutch's potatoes, sautéed green beans.
Chef Chris Kostek says the dining room isn't restricted to Muslims and Jews, who are still a small minority on campus, and the quality of food is attracting students of all religions. It's a chatty, relaxed setting where women in traditional Muslim head covers sit with Jews from New York City. Muslim Fiza Sahara says she's never hung out with Jews until now. The dining room, she says, is an oasis from the harsh events of the real world.
Because of my religion, sometimes I feel uncomfortable that people might see me as a different representation from what it really is. But that's a struggle that I have to face, and I just hope that God will appreciate me more for it.
Perhaps because of recent events and thousands of years of tension between Muslims and Jews, the women tend to avoid incendiary topics such as the Middle East. Orthodox Jew and exchange student Sharon Adams says there's an atmosphere of harmony that permeates the entire campus.
It tends to be a lot quieter here. I think maybe because girls, we're a bit more sympathetic. We don't want to cause trouble. We're a bit more understanding. I don't know.
Some students describe the lack of tension between the two groups as the ivory tower syndrome. Real-world conflicts are far removed from the civil, gothic New England campus. But others, such as Jewish chaplain Ephraim Eisen, see the women's easy, open dialogue as characterizing the next generation of peacemakers. The dining room, he says, has significance far beyond food.
I sent out an email to my friends, my rabbi friends all over the world, saying that at Mount Holyoke College, we're a ray of light, a ray of hope, a ray of understanding during these very troubling and depressing times.
The kosher halal dining room is catching on. Dartmouth College is opening a similar facility next month, and the University of California in Los Angeles is in the planning stages. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross.